Chapter 1. What is Financial Intelligence? My poor dad had money problems all his life. No matter how much money he made, his problem was not enough money. Being from the world of academics, he did his best to push his financial problems aside and dedicate his life to a higher cause than money. He did his best to assert that money did not matter, even when it did. He was a great man, a great husband and father, and a brilliant educator, yet it was this thing called money that often called the shots, silently hounded him, and, sadly toward the end, was the measure he used to evaluate his life. As smart as he was, he never solved his money problems. My rich dad, who began to teach me about money at the age of 9, also had money problems. He solved his money problems differently than my poor dad. He acknowledged that money did matter, and he strove to increase his financial intelligence at every chance. To him, that meant tackling his money problems head-on and learning from the process. My rich dad was not nearly as academically smart as my poor dad, but because he increased his financial intelligence, my rich dad's money problem was too much money. Having two dads, one rich and one poor, I learned that rich or poor, we all have money problems. The money problems of the poor are not having enough money, using credit to supplement money shortages, the rising cost of living, paying more in taxes the more they make, fear of emergencies, bad financial advice, not enough retirement money. The money problems of the rich are having too much money, needing to keep it safe and invested, not knowing whether people like them or their money, needing smarter financial advisors, raising spoiled kids, estate and inheritance planning, excessive government taxes. One of my favorite commercials is for a financial services company and starts with the rapper MC Hammer dancing with beautiful women, a Bentley and a Ferrari and an oversized mansion behind him. In the background, high-end specialty goods are being moved into the mansion. MC Hammer's one-hit wonder, "You Can't Touch This," is playing as all this is happening. Then the screen goes black and displays the words, 15 minutes later. The next scene is MC Hammer sitting on a curb in front of the same ridiculous mansion, his head in his hands, next to a sign that reads, "Foreclosed." The announcer says, "Life comes at you fast. We're here to help." The world is full of MC Hammers. We all have heard of lottery winners who win millions and then are deeply in debt a few years later, or the young professional athlete who lives in a mansion while he is playing and then lives under a bridge once his playing days are over, or the young rock star who is a multimillionaire in his 20s and looking for a job in his 30s. Money alone does not solve your money problems. Hard work does not solve money problems. The world is filled with hard-working people who have no money to show for it, hard-working people who earn money yet grow deeper in debt, needing to work even harder for even more money. Education does not solve money problems. The world is filled with highly educated poor people. A job does not solve money problems. For many people, the letters J-O-B stand for just over broke. There are millions who earn just enough to survive but cannot afford to live. Many people with jobs cannot afford their own home, adequate health care, education, or even set aside enough money for retirement.